Lord, be all the things that we've been asking there, Lord, and so much more, because, Lord, you are immeasurable in that sense, Lord. And so we just come and ask your blessing as we come and look at your word. Pray you'll minister in our hearts, Lord, and help us to see what you require of us, Lord. Lord, to trust you and to walk in the fellowship with you, Lord, day by day. Bless us and help us, I pray, Father. May the light of your Spirit illuminate our minds and our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Perhaps I can turn that light up. Could you turn that light up, baby, please? Excellent. Well, it's that time, isn't it? Resolutions and all that. Well, I've put that... What's that remind you of? I've got Peter's promise there. Peter made a resolution, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. He said, Lord, even if all the rest of them desert you, I'll stick with you, Lord. And Jesus says, really? Why did Peter fail? Because Peter, well, he was reminded, that's the cockerel. The cockerel, Peter denied Jesus three times. And Peter's resolution failed because it was made in Peter's strength. That's the problem, as we'll see in our next picture, if you may, please. Right. Is it willpower or his power by which we make our choices and our decisions? If it's by willpower, I can assure you, when temptations come and trials come, the willpower can well crack. Yes. I know some people have got stronger willpower than others, but human willpower, when it comes to doing what God wants, won't work. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Got it? We can't do anything that's what God wants without Jesus working in us by his Holy Spirit. And so, I've got this verse from Philippians just to illustrate that point. Therefore, my dear friends, he's writing to Christians, that's us, isn't it? Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. He's saying, as Christian, you're not on your own. God's working in you to do what God wants you to do. And while you depend on God and while you're trusting in him, you'll be able to do it. That's the point that Paul is making there. And we need to realise that as we come to making our choices and so on. Right, next then, please. So, what picture is that? Do you recognise the picture? It's Constable's Hayway. Right, okay, it's a rather magnificent frame, isn't it? I stuck it in. There you are, a bit of googling there and picture editing.
You don't own it.
Sorry?
You don't own it.
I don't own it. No, it's not one of ours. Right, but I put in, what's the connection between that and the verse? In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, one of my favourite verses, he says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Great verse that. Hope you learn it, if you don't know it already. Yeah. Ephesians 2 verse 10. What's the connection between that picture and that verse? And it's this, right? There is a translation of Ephesians 2:10 which says, for we are God's masterpiece. How about that? We're God's masterpiece. Whenever God makes anything, it's got to be good, hasn't it? Yes? God's handiwork, his masterpiece, created in Jesus, right? So we're joined to Jesus, formed into the likeness of Jesus, ultimately. And the intention is, in order to do good works that God's got planned for us already. So that's the process. Next slide, please. Now then, how about this? Here's a little question for you. Because that verse I've just quoted answers this question. Which comes first, good deeds or salvation? You sure now? Salvation.
Yes.
Good. You got it right, because otherwise you get the cart before the horse. Yeah? Right? You cannot do good deeds unless you're saved. Because the good that comes out of you is just your human goodness if you haven't got God's goodness in you. Right? So, we're saved. How are we saved? Through faith in Jesus, trusting in what he's done on the cross for you and for me, and giving his life as a ransom. Yes? If you believe that, then God says, I'll adopt you into my family. I'll make you one of my kids. I'll forgive your sins. That's good news, isn't it? That is the good news. But, as I read in that Ephesians verse, God's workmanship, you're his masterpiece, in order to do Good deeds, right? He doesn't put you on the shelf like some trophy, you know, or some present. Just look there and I'm like, isn't that wonderful? Yeah. He's expecting you to do something, right? That's really important. There's a danger, you see. The danger is that somehow we're saved by grace, aren't we? It's not by all the things that we do, right? You must get that. We're saved by God's grace alone through faith in Jesus, and it's not what we do. But if you're saved by grace in Jesus alone, you will do. Yes? It makes you work, it makes you live, it makes you act. Jesus says, if you love me, you're loving him, if you love me, keep my commands. Jesus got instructions for us. Okay, so that's what we're going to be looking at this morning. Right, next one please. Right. So I want to read to you chapter 13, or some of it, from Hebrews. It's got a to-do list, and we'll look at the to-dos. Yes? This is your resolution list, if that's alright. But it's more than a resolution, because of the offence. He doesn't expect you to read it and say, oh, I like that one, I'll do that. Yeah? This is God's instructions, because I believe, and I hope you do too, that the Bible isn't just man's thoughts about God. It's God's thoughts to man, through his servants, inspired by his Spirit, so that what they wrote is what God wanted them to say. Right? That's what we call verbal inspiration, if you didn't know the theology. But anyway, here we go. In Hebrews chapter 13, Paul says this, well, Paul or whoever wrote Hebrews, we're not quite sure, but keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison, as if they were their fellow, if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who were ill-treated, as if yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honoured by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen to that. Do not be carried away by strange kinds of teachings. It's good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by ceremonial foods, which are of no value to those who eat them. We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat. The high priest carries the blood of the animals at the most high place, in the most holy place, as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp. And so, Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make a people holy through his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for a city that is to come. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honourably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon. So that's quite a bit of chapter 18, and a long list of things to do. And we're going to look at those just a little bit in detail as we go along. Okay. So next picture, please. I've got them in groups, small groups. Yes. So first of all, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. You've got to do that. You know, the people that you meet with, that you're in fellowship with, who are Christians, you've got to love them. Now, I know there's some funny people here, right? But you know, if God's accepted you, faults and all, in order to change you, you have to learn how to accept others, just like that, while he's changing them. So you need to love. Love isn't just a matter of, oh, I feel gooey about somebody. It's a choice that you make as well. So we have to love one another. That's what Jesus told us to do, isn't it? Okay, right. And then show hospitality to strangers. Well, show hospitality to people you know to start with, but He says, you know, be welcoming to people. That's what it's about, isn't it? And he says, in some cases, people have entertained strangers unawares. Do you know who that was? He's talking about Abraham.
Abraham
had visitors. As it turned out, it wasn't just angels he entertained, it was the Lord himself as well. Okay, so we're to be outgoing in our reaching out to others as well. Okay. And then he says, remember those in prison. I've changed that, because those in prison weren't in prison because they'd done anything wrong. They were in prison because they believed simply and only in Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. And that's still happening today, dear friends. Around the world, people are being persecuted for no other reason than they want to be followers of Jesus. That's not a great crime, is it? Well, it is in the eyes of the authorities sometimes. Yeah, but are you faithful to Jesus? Come what may. He says, well, remember them, pray for them. Pray for our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world who are struggling because of the trials and challenges that they face. Right? And then, how about this one? Marriage should be honoured, he says. Well, that's a problem these days, isn't it? Governments, right, left and centre, changing the rules, God's rules, about what marriage is. Right? Well, he says, let's just stick with what God says, yeah? Marriage is honoured by what God says. One man, one woman, that's it, yes? And it should be honoured. Sexual immorality, right everywhere today, yeah? He says, that's not on. God wants us to be living clean lives, yeah? We're meant to be examples. I'm sad to say the church in the world, too often is not got in the world, really. But it should be. Right, so that's part of our to-do list, right? So keep loving each other, remember the strangers, remember our persecuted brothers, and living lives that are right and clean before God. Right, next up, please. Right, no L-O-M. What's L-O-M? You've read it? Oh, I read it too.
Love of money.
Love of money. Oh, smart, yes. No love of money. It's the root of all kinds of evil, it says. Yeah, love of money. There's nothing wrong with money. You need money, don't you? Don't we need money? Yes? Some more than others, it would seem, but yeah. Money's just something that's neutral. It's the love of it. And it's the power, the possessions, the sort of... What's the real problem with the love of money? And it's this, that if you've got a pile, you tend to think, I've got it made, I'm secure. Don't call me, God. I'll call you when I need you. It insulates you from your trusting in God. That can be the problem, yeah? So, avoid love of money and be content with what you have. Are you contented now?
Yeah, nothing.
With nothing. But there's a lovely song, I got plenty of nothing and nothing's plenty for me. Right? Yeah? Well, you say we've got nothing, but the other morning we had a problem with the water supply, did you?
Yeah.
In March, some of us, there was a burst main, and as a result the pressure of the water dropped in quite a few places, and probably some people lost their water supply. And it just made you think, you know, you go to the tap and you assume when you turn it on, stuff's going to come out. We're rich. There are parts of the world they can turn the tap all day and nothing comes out.
Yeah.
You know, we're blessed. So, you know, be content. Thank God for what you've got. Yeah. Right. And if he wants to give you more, well, say thank you as well. Right. Remember your leaders. I like this one.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Very good. Remember your leaders. Say, oh, I remember Dennis. Ah, he's all right. He's all right. Yeah, but anyway. Okay. Which it means to pray for us, basically, you know. And he says, do that because they are, now this is the bad bit about this, we're answerable.
Yeah.
We answer to God, not to you, dear friends, in that sense, yeah. We answer to God for how we deal and treat you.
Mm-hmm.
I wish some leaders would learn that. We're not here to throw our weight around and boss people around. We're here to serve. Yeah. But he says, remember them. Make their job easy rather than difficult. Yeah. Anyway, I'll be on Monday. Right, okay. And then, don't get carried away by strange teachings, he says. That's one of the things. Because there's some pretty weird stuff around these days. Yeah? A lot of strange teachings. How do you know it's strange?
It's not the Bible.
It doesn't match with what the Bible teaches. So you need to know your Bibles. That's important, yeah? But you check, the Bible is the last word, the final authority on what is and what isn't right. Yeah, so, get to know what God teaches in his word, and then you'll be able to check out all the other stuff that's around. Because some of it's very plausible, I'm afraid to say. If Jesus isn't in it somewhere, then it's false. You can say that.
Yeah.
That's one way of testing the cults. What do they say about Jesus and salvation? Because if they offer you, you do it this way, you've got to do it this way, well, tell them to clear off. It's grace. By the grace of God, we say. Amen to that. Next step, please. Right. Don't be ashamed of following Jesus. He says, Jesus went out of the city. He was taken out of the city outside the old Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem's grown around all of that now. But in Jesus' day, he went outside the old city onto the highway point where there were executions. And he was crucified there. He says, Jesus went out bearing the mocking and the shame of those who were hostile to him. And Jesus willingly did that for you and for me. Right? But he says, Christian, you call yourself a follower of Jesus. Well, there may come a time when maybe you don't have to go quite as badly as Jesus had to fare. But to put up with some flack because you're a follower of Jesus. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah.
The people in the letter to the Hebrews, they were beginning to face criticism, mockery, because they were being faithful to the Messiah. And they believed Jesus was the Messiah. And as a result, they got a lot of flack. And he says, don't be ashamed of that. Paul could say, that man who was a big persecutor at one time, he says in Romans, isn't he? I think it's 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. Yeah. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. I should not be ashamed of Jesus. Yeah. He's the best. Alright, and then we're looking ahead, so be patient. We're looking forward to I say this, and perhaps to look at some of us, you might think, we're aliens. Did you know that? We're aliens. What he means by that is that this isn't our home. Our home is in glory with the Lord. And so here we have no abiding city, that's the term he uses. No permanent place here. So we're to be patient. We're looking ahead. That's a great hope to have. Yes. I got this, the old Negro spiritual saying, I got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. Hallelujah. Right. And then keep on praising the Lord. Yes. How's your praise rating? Or is it complain ratings, but doing better at the moment? You've got a lot to thank God for, you know. That's the problem we tend to focus. We do, don't we? We focus on the problems and the difficulties. Of course we need to sometimes, but you know, don't forget to be thankful too. Praise the Lord, right? And then this one. Do good and share with others. How about that? Share with others. Yeah? We've got what we're given is to share. Yes? In order to bless others. Right? That may be a kind thought you can pass on to somebody. It's not just about your stuff, you know. It's you sharing yourself with others as well. Okay, that's what Jesus did. He shared himself with his disciples for 3 years. He poured himself into them. And we had to share ourselves with others in that sense as well. Okay. Next thing, please. And last one of the list. Paul says pray. He said pray for me. Or whether it's Paul or Apollos, we're not sure. That. Pray for me. Pray for me. And keep on praying. Do it all the time. Pray about things. Pray about everything. Yeah, it's important. Yeah. Do you know why it's important? Because God's listening. And he's able to answer. Yeah. That's okay. Don't worry. Yeah. So, pray. Yes. Do that. Right. And while everything else is changing, I offer you a prophecy. Next year, things will change. Good, eh? I bang on prophecy, that one. That's as far as I'm going. Things will change. It's the way it is. Yes. But I'm telling you, somebody won't. His name's Jesus. Yeah? Jesus is not going to change. In that sense, he is always as amazingly wonderful as he's always been. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right, that's lovely. So, as you read about him in the Bible, as you've experienced him in your life, that's yesterday. Right? We found out he's good. Yes? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Right? And then you can transfer it today. With today's issues, today's challenges, it's the same Jesus that we're dealing with. And then if you start thinking about tomorrow, how we're going to cope, what's it going to be like, what are we going to do, Jesus is going to be there too. Right? So that's great. Wonderful. Next slide, please. I think it's the last one. Is that? Yes. Jesus is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means? God with us. God's with us. With us. Even more special because of the Holy Spirit coming to dwell within us. God in us. Now as well. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he said it to his disciples up on those hills on Galilee, as well as on the Mount of Olives. Yeah, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake. Is that wonderful? Yeah. To leave means he goes away temporarily, perhaps, and forsake means he clears off completely. And he says, I'm not doing either of those. I'm going to be there for you all the time. So, brothers and sisters, for next year, on your to-do list, just make sure you don't do it in Peter's strength, that's your will, but in the Lord's enabling, yes, and depend on the Lord's promises. Yeah. And he'll see us through. Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we're here, Lord, before you, Lord, you know us, you know our past, you know where we are now, and Lord, thankfully, what we don't know, you know about our futures, Lord. And we come to you, and we pray, Lord, help us to trust you. Lord, I know Peter meant well, that he was sincere. Lord, sincerity is not enough. Lord, it needs your enabling power to make good the promises that we make. Lord, we're here to ask you to help us. Help us, Lord, to be faithful to you. Help us to trust you. Help us to know your word better, perhaps, Lord, so we understand the lies and the foolish things that are floating around. Help us, Lord, to be generous in our hearts, Lord, to experience your fullness so that we can overflow to others. Lord, we're so grateful for all that we're blessed with. Lord, I pray you will help us to have eyes opened that we can praise you for what we have. Lord, to be content, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's not possessions that makes us happy, ultimately, Lord. It's not having more stuff that brings joy. It's having more of you and the friendships and the love that we experience of your blessings to others. So we want to thank you, Lord, and we commit ourselves into your gracious hands and ask your blessing. Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.